Let's talk about the Warriors and, of course, the fantastic district final we were at the end of the night, and that we get a chance to do that with head coach Preston Blackmore. Coach, if you go back after, you know, we talked in the post game, of course, and a terrific win. Did you go back and watch the game over again? And if you did, I guess looking through it again, I'm sure it was a joy to watch a second time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was probably till Sunday till I finally actually did it. Kind of just a lot of whirlwind of everything going on. And so Saturday I tried to just relax and enjoy what happened. And so finally Sunday I got to watch it a little bit. And yeah, it was still fun to go back through and, you know, listen to the crowd and see, just kind of see the excitement of the girls, you know, after once they secured the victory and all that stuff. And so they played really well. It was a fun game to watch and a great atmosphere, and definitely one we'll never forget.
I bet your phone was blowing up like crazy probably toward the end of the game, after the game, and all weekend long, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It's pretty fun. You know, I've been on the other side of that where you're congratulating coaches and you're excited for them, and so to kind of get to be the one that gets to go read through all those texts and receive those phone calls is pretty cool. Very time-consuming, obviously, but we had a good bus ride home, so it took a good portion of that bus ride going through all that stuff and trying to say thank you to everybody. And the next day, kind of the same thing. It was cool. It's a fun experience to go through, I guess.
No question about it. No question. And, not a lot of time to get to rest on that win, Coach, because, gosh, you got to get film. You find out who you're going to play. You had a pretty good idea that if you win this game, you're probably going to get Bloomfield. You had a pretty good feeling about that?
Yeah, that's kind of what we thought. Kind of knew maybe if some other upsets happened, there was a chance maybe we could scoot up or whatnot, but kind of we had a good idea. So, but yeah, it's along with everything else you're trying to get ready for and trying to squeeze in time to watch the film and get prepared, it's been pretty crazy. But you get a good idea once you get to watching, you know, a game or two and kind of have a good expectation of what to expect from them. So they're a good team. They're undefeated for a reason, and they very similar styles of play. Both teams want to press and use that press to kind of get them going. So should be a fun game to watch, I think.
I think it's Malati sisters or cousins. One's a freshman, one's a sophomore, one's averaging 20, the other one's averaging 16. Sounds like they're pretty good basketball players.
They are. They're very good. Freshman guard, she definitely makes them go a little bit. She's very good bringing the ball up and a great passer, makes great decisions. So, and defensively, she reads the floor so well. She anticipates everything, and so we're going to kind of know where she's at all times. And the other one, she can shoot it from the outside if she needs to, but she's also strong on the inside and got good size. You know, something that we don't match up well with. But so, yeah, we got to make sure we slow those two down as much as we can and then handle their pressure. If we can do that, then, you know, you're going to like your chances, I think. But that's a easier said than done kind of task.
So, and then team's got to handle your pressure as well, because that's always a big key against Shelton. You pressure those guards out front, made them shoot some off-balance jumpers, some that they weren't comfortable with. And I take it that might be the same kind of game plan against this team?
Yeah, it's hard to change from what's got you to this point. You know, that's kind of our strength, is we have some good athletes that can cause a lot of problems. And, you know, you don't know if they've seen a team that's like us that presses the way we do. So we're hoping we can cause some fits with it and maybe speed them up a little bit and get them uncomfortable in their decision-making. And hopefully we can kind of take advantage of it.
Have you gone a couple of early morning practices just to kind of get the feel of practicing or, you know, playing a 9 o'clock game?
We have. That's first day we went after school, but then Tuesday, Wednesday, going in the morning and try to get ready for it. And so it's something we did earlier in the year when we were able to play in the showcase. We played the early game for that one, and we practice, you know, in the morning for those to get prepared for it. So I think it's something they enjoy. I think they'll be ready for something they at least have gone through that experience. So hopefully that helps us.
Going to be fun. First time since 2014, coaches. I think you mentioned our post game as well. So it'd been long overdue for this Arapahoe girls team to make it back to a state tournament.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It has been a long time, and something you always dream of and you're hoping for, and you start the season, you want this to happen, but you just kind of never know how the whole season's going to go. But you know, as the season kind of went along, you start realizing, hey, we're not a bad ball club, and you gain a little more confidence, and the girls start maybe believing a little more that, hey, maybe this could happen. And so that's why when, you know, last week when we finally got the official word, you know, hey, we got a chance, they were pretty excited for this. And, you know, it was one game to get a chance to go play in Lincoln. And so they took advantage of it, and it's been a pretty cool experience, you know, just talking to the community members and other people in the school and other people reaching out and, you know, former alumni, you know, sending messages and how proud they are. And so it's been cool. It's a fun ride. It's something you something you want to keep doing, I think. You know, you definitely enjoy it as it happens. And for my first time, it's been a fun, cool experience, and I think all the girls have loved it too. So,
Coach, very best of luck in this one. It's a toughie, but hey, you're at the state tournament. Anything can happen. Your girls will put 1,000% on the floor. That's for sure.
Yes, they will. They're jacked for it, and you just got to get down here. You never know what's going to happen. Whichever team can get hot and get one game, and then, you know, if you win that first one, you're at least getting two more and bringing something back with you. So we'll see what happens.